Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rittman.
Hi, this is Rick Rittman, the hard-working mortgage guy. I work at Advisors Mortgage, and they actually are the sponsor of our show. And I just wanted to thank you for listening today and hope that you enjoy today's show. The real estate market in Indiana has been on fire, which most of you are aware of. Many of you have questions about the market, the best way to buy and sell a home in this type of market. It's just crazy. To help you understand what has happened and what is likely to happen, I have a real estate guru, Jeremy Page. He's a realtor and the assistant manager with Carpenter Realtors in Zionsville, Indiana. I've known Jeremy for quite some time. He graduated from Cedarville University. I think that's in Ohio, with a Bachelor of Arts in Business Management and Marketing. So he's got the marketing credentials that he needs. Jeremy graduated from the Realtor Institute. He's on the Council of Certified Residential Specialists. And he is a GRI designee and former council member. Jeremy, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
I know this market. I really think that it's such a crazy market that it's definitely worth talking about, because I don't think most people have seen this market in their lifetime.
No, and I can tell you, here in Central Indiana, we have not seen this market ever. It is something that's new to us. It's what we used to joke about, California. You know, being in California, and you know, you buy a house today and it's worth $100,000 more tomorrow, and then the price drops out, and we're seeing that massive appreciation. The good news is, here in Central Indiana, there is no forecast of the bottom dropping out like it used to in California all the time.
Right. I mean, we used to, it seems like, in fact, I have some statistics on it. In Indiana, we saw somewhere around 3.5% a year, pretty much year after year after year.
Yep. And it didn't vary far from that. Last year, we saw 19% increase in values.
Just crazy.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is. If you're a homeowner.
If you're a homeowner. It's hard when you're a home buyer.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to back up a little bit. I was looking at information. I did see that you're a member of the multi-million dollar club. And I wondered, what does that mean?
It just means I've sold a lot of houses.
All right.
I've sold well over multi-million. I probably did that my first year or two. So
you got lots of experience.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
That was 15 years ago. Okay. That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I also noticed that you're with Carpenter, and that Carpenter has a home marketing system. And
yes.
How does that system benefit a home seller?
Well, you had mentioned earlier that I've got a degree in marketing, and I have some experience working for a marketing company prior to my life in real estate. And that's one of the main reasons I joined Carpenter, is because of their marketing. And so the home marketing system it's actually an internationally award-winning system that has been ranked the number one system designed to help people sell their houses. It's a multimedia approach. I mean, I always joke with my sellers and say, hey, I could go into details on all of it and waterboard you with it, but I can guarantee you that there's no one else around that has the ability to market a home like we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if somebody needed to get a hold of you, would like to talk to you about listing their home, buying a home, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, my cell phone, which is 317-413-5311. Or my email, jpage, and that's P-A-G-E, at callcarpenter.com.
Yes, even I can spell that.
Yeah.
I can't spell anything, but I can spell that.
Page, like page in a book.
Yeah. And I know you're also, you know, people may be hearing, and your office is in Zionsville.
Correct.
But you aren't limited to Zionsville.
No. I saw all around the central Indianapolis, central Indiana area.
Yeah. What I've noticed, because I've worked with you for quite some time, is you have expertise in the whole area.
Yeah.
It's not, and in fact, not only do you have expertise in the area, in our metropolitan area, when you get somebody outside of the area, you have people you can refer them to, because you know you don't know that area, so you get them with somebody who does.
Absolutely. I've referred people all over the United States and actually all over the world when they're buying or selling houses. I belong to a network that has great agents like myself all around the United States and the world, so they can get great service wherever they're at or wherever they're going.
And that must be very comforting for somebody who is here, but they're moving. It doesn't matter if they're moving to Nashville, Indiana, or they're moving to Tokyo, Japan.
Absolutely.
To know that they have a solid agent that they can now go work with, and they, because that would be a hard thing to try to get when you're not in that area, try to find that right agent for you.
Yeah, a quick example, one of my best friends just bought a, to refer him to a great agent, the person I'm referring.
Right. Well, I don't think people really understand this. We really need to get back to the market.
Yes, we do.
A little bit. So tell us about what the real estate market was in 2020, 2021.
Okay. Yeah, so the last couple of years, you know, looking back at 2021 in particular, I mentioned, you know, the values are up 19%. We hit a record number of sales. You'll hear a lot of people talking about the inventory, and there is no inventory. And though that is true, they're relating that to there aren't any houses for sale. And that's not true. So actually, we sold more houses last year than we ever have before in recorded history here in Indiana. So the problem is a buyer problem, as we say. It's supply and demand. The supply is actually out there, just not near as much as the high demand from buyers. The millennials are out in force right now. All statistics are pointing to they're the number one buying generation right now. We also have a lot of investors that are buying up properties here in central Indiana. A lot of big investors, a lot of investors that are Wall Street type investors have been buying up properties here. And then builders, they're doing their best, but they can't keep up. So
right.
The buying side, I feel like it's loosened up a little bit. I mean, there was times where you had to be on a wait list and they would just say, we're going to call down this list, you know, whenever we're ready to release lots in 6 months or whatever. And if you answer your phone, we'll give you 24 hours to say you're in or you're out. No contingencies, nothing like that. You're either in or you're out. So that's loosened a little bit.
So that's on the builder side.
Correct.
But I know they're still having problems with product.
Absolutely.
You know, getting, when they get down to the end, they can't get the appliances some, I mean, many times. They are having issues there, I know that.
There's a lot of things factoring in on the build side, both land, available land for them to build. The supply chain, as I'm sure most people know, is just kind of crazy right now. It gets frustrating for people who are looking to build sometimes because builders are just having a real hard time pinpointing when it'll be done because of the supply chain issues.
Yeah, I have a customer right now who is building a home and they think they're going to be done in March, but they said it could be as late as late May, early June.
Yeah.
And they're trying to plan. But you know, it's interesting because we all know that that's the situation. People are much more patient with it than I've seen in the past, where they just, okay, it is what it is.
Right.
I mean, even when you go to a restaurant, my wife and I went out last night. We went to a nice restaurant. No big deal. No,
right.
You know, we sat down, and I'll bet it was 7-8 minutes before the waiter didn't come over. We were sitting in the bar. The bartender came out from behind the bar and came to our table.
Okay.
He waited on us, and they just said they just can't get people.
Yeah. And that's the world we're in. I think some people are kind of understanding, but I try to live my life by be kind to others and show love.
Yeah.
Regardless. There's a lot of stuff that is outside of the control of who we're actually interacting with, whether that's in real estate or like you said, at a restaurant or whatever the case might be. Just be kind.
Right. Be kind. And actually, you're not only being kind to them, but it actually is kind to you. Right. You can ruin your, let's take the dinner. You can ruin your dinner by being upset that they're slow to get to you and they're slow to get your food and all that. Or you can just accept that's the way it is right now.
Absolutely.
Be happy, be nice, enjoy the moment.
Right.
And then you end up with, you know, everything, like we had a great evening.
Yeah.
It was a great evening.
Yeah. Good.
And it really went timing. It didn't take too long, really.
Right.
And they were bending over backwards trying to make it all work.
Yeah.
Well, after the break, we're going to talk more about Indianapolis's housing market and actually get started on what it's going to look like in 2022.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and I appreciate it very much. I'm here with Jeremy Page. He's a real estate agent with Carpenter Realtors. It is so hard for me because it used to be a Carpenter Better Homes and Gardens.
Yes,
and
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, but I've been here a long time, right. And that's in my mind. That's what always pops up when I do it. It's hard to get out of those habits sometimes. Yep. We talked about the real estate market in 2021, and you know what what I got out of what you said is there are homes on the market. It's just that we have so many buyers that they're the supply and demand. There's right. more buyers than there are houses on the market. We set a record in home sales in Indiana last year.
Right, right. So inventory would technically be kind of what's on the shelf. If you go to get bread, the inventory is what's on the shelf. But that doesn't mean they aren't selling bread if there's nothing on the shelves. They may have just sold more in a day than they've ever sold before. And that's exactly what's happened to us in real estate.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So what do you think is going to happen as we look forward into 2022, maybe even into 2023?
Well, I think 2022 is going to be a lot of the same. I do think, and obviously you're the expert on this, but it's projected, I mean, almost certain that interest rates will go up this year. That's going to affect some of the buyers, maybe especially like the first-time home buyers. So I think there'll be, an increase in values of, a modest guess would be 6-7% this year in 2022. So I think the affordability combined with the raising interest rates will take some of the buyers out of the market. But I think the rest of this year, we're going to continue to see a lot of the same. I mean, I've just listed several houses here in the last couple of weeks. I think I sold 5 houses in January. And I'll tell you, we're seeing 10, 15, 20, 30 offers on properties within days. So yeah. I don't foresee that changing. It would take something very drastic and unforeseeable for that to actually happen.
Yeah, I noticed, I see it not nowhere near as much as you do, but I certainly see it. And I on rates, I've talked about that on the show several times. Right. And, not only are we going to, we already have seen interest right. rates go up, it's that's what's happened.
Yeah.
So it's just been a crazy time.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
I wanted to go over this question because I think it fits in exactly with what you were saying. James wants to know, since it's a seller's market, should buyers wait until the market changes to neutral or maybe becomes more of a buyer's market? Specifically, he's worried about home prices and if he bought now and it was likely to, if he thinks it's going to drop, how would you address that question?
James, that's a great question. However, I don't foresee the market becoming a buyer's market anytime soon, or even really balancing out. I think the next 3 to 5 years is going to continue to be a seller's market. I do think it won't be as strong of a seller's market, the further out in that timeline we get, but I don't foresee values dropping. In fact, I had that same conversation and that same question asked of me by many different people 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Some of them bought then, some are still waiting for the market to drop. And those who bought now have a substantial amount of equity because they bought when they did. And when I say substantial, some of them, it is $100,000 plus just because they bought 2-3 years ago.
And it's one of those things, it's hard to get people to understand, and nobody really knows what the market's
right.
like. You buy stocks, you make trades. You just never really right. know for sure 100% what's going to happen. Yeah. However, when you look at the market and you see what's going on currently, last year you said we increased by 19%.
Right.
That's $19,000 on a $100,000 home.
You're right. And it's really hard to find a $100,000 home now.
So, right.
So take that to 200, 300, 400, 500,000, whatever price of the house, average of 19% increase in that value in 1 year.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it
incredible.
Is.
Incredible.
It is.
I can tell you, I was shocked at what my house was valued
right.
at when I had it appraised. Yeah. I was shocked at what it valued
Absolutely.
At. It's, And you're thinking that we're going to be looking at in 2022 in the 6-7% range?
Yeah, an increase in value of 6-7% by the end of, you know, at year end, year over year. I think that is a modest estimate, but that's kind of what I've been telling people. I'm the type of guy, I like to shoot low, and we overperform and everybody's happy.
Yeah, because everything I've seen is higher than that. That's why I just want to make sure I heard it right. I've seen most people, even being conservative, are thinking 9% to 10%.
Yeah.
But it's so hard, because when you just came out of a 19%,
right,
it's very difficult to think it's going to be something much, you know, tremendously lower than that. But even then, 6 or 7% is still on a, if you could get $100,000, let's take a $200,000 home. That's $12,000 to $14,000 in value in your house, and you're just living there.
You didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. It is a, it's why a homeowner is worth, the average homeowner is worth like $600,000 more than the average renter.
Right. Right.
I think there's some other reasons for that. Mostly renters tend to be younger, just starting out, but owning a property, owning a home is your way, is one of the ways, and maybe the most sure way to wealth.
It could be a substantial, it's also a great, you know, inflation hedge. So, you know, we've seen this massive inflation here recently. I don't know if, I mean, go anywhere and compare that prices to 5 years ago, and it blows your mind. But the values in real estate have done the same. So it's kind of protecting that money. As Wall Street and the stock market dips a little bit, it has not affected real estate. In fact, just the opposite. So it is an inflation hedge for those that are trying to be smart with their money.
Yes, and it just came out a few days ago or a week and a half ago, something like that. Inflation for January was 7.5%, the highest in 40 years.
Right.
It went up 0.6%. Now, I personally believe inflation is next month will be kind of the top, and it may go up a little bit even next month. And the reason I say that is when we're talking about the inflation, we're talking year over year inflation.
Right.
And the fall off, the February of 2021 was only at 0.4%.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it jumps to 0.6%. And, and so
if you look at a rolling 12,
it looks like we're going to start to then simmer down. Then if the feds do what they say they're going to do, and there's a lot of, I mean, it's amazing all the different things that you hear about what the Fed's going to do, and even the different members of the Fed will come out and say what they're going to do. But if they're going to raise the federal fund rate, and when they raise the federal fund rate, most people think that's going to be terrible for mortgage rates. That in and of itself is actually very good for mortgage rates, because it stops inflation. If you look back in history, you look back in the late 70s, early 80s, one of the one main thing they did is they raised the federal fund rate, they cut off the inflation. Inflation was going crazy back then. In the late 90s, early 2000s, the same thing. It works every time. They did it again in 2007 and 8. So it's a proven method of doing that. There's other things they may do that could mess that up, and they may not want to follow through. But we think interest rates, even if they go up a little bit from where they are today, they're still going to be, in historic terms, extremely good this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, isn't the historic average like 6 or 7%, something like that? What are we at today? 3.5 maybe? I don't know.
Interest rates,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not legally supposed to talk about. No, that's okay. I'm not legally supposed to talk
getting
about exact rates.
Gotcha.
Interest rates are still extremely good. In the scheme of things, they're very low, but we just came out of the lowest rates we've ever seen.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like coming out of a market. If the housing market goes from a 19% appreciation to a 7% appreciation, you could look at that and go, that's terrible. You and I have been around a long time. In Indiana, that's fantastic.
That's very good.
Because 19% is not sustainable.
No.
We can't continue that.
No, we've been saying that for a couple of years and it keeps on happening. But
But it's, part of what I want to get across to people so that they understand it, and I talked about it last week, is that we're not in a bubble. We're not in the same situation as we were in 2007 and 2008. No. Do you remember the housing market in 2007 and 2008?
That's right. When I started, it's very vivid in my memory.
And what compare it.
It's the exact opposite of the problem we have now. Back then, a house could be on the market for a year, 1.5 years, 2 years. You know, you have a buyer that wants to look at it. We could go take them look at 20 houses, you know, take a month to decide. That's fine. It's the exact opposite of now. You got a buyer that wants to look at a property, you better show it to them. A lot of times there's deadlines. You know, we're going to give people 3 days to look at the house, and then we want offers, and seller will decide at that point. So.
And the average time on market right now is, I know, under 30 days. But
yeah,
what is,
yeah,
you know?
I don't have that right in front of me. But, and some of that is builders are starting to put a lot of their stuff in that kind of, and those sell, it shows a lot longer days on market than they actually are selling in because they put it up when it's just a empty lot. And so that thwarts the data a little bit, as well as now. I mean, every listing I've had, you know, except for maybe one or two in the last, you know, 6 months or year, I probably could have sold in a day or two. We had offers in a day or two, but sometimes we're given, you know, 3, 4, or 5 days. So days on market is something, it's quick. It's something that we've never seen that low of days on market in our, you know, in Central Indiana ever.
Right. And I think this is my guess. You tell me if I'm right, but I'm guessing that the reason you don't want to cut it off in a day and sell it is because you want to get everybody's offer so that your seller is getting the very highest price.
Yeah. I think honestly, you know, in finding out that time frame, it's a case by case scenario, but oftentimes giving it a time frame is best for buyers and sellers. It gives buyers the opportunity to go out and see the property. They know they have to make a decision by whatever that deadline is. As well as for the sellers, you get more people in. Now, there are times where your first offer is your best. But if you have 15, 20, 30, 40 offers, then a lot of times you will find that they get higher later on sometimes. So.
And are you getting a lot of offers from investors?
Yes, we are. It depends on what kind of property you put on the market. But yes, I mean, we are seeing quite a bit of investor offers.
So what is the strategy? Obviously, the seller doesn't need much of a strategy.
No, I mean, the timing, time frame and that kind of stuff, that is part of the strategy for sellers. And then when you get down to having the offers, you know, getting those compared. And most of the time, we all know it's about the money, you know, which one's going to give me the most money. But that's not always the case. That's not always the case. So there are times where a seller will give up part of that money if they get possession after closing, or if they can close sooner or close later, or there's just different things. And that's what I love about real estate. It's a very relationship game, you know.
Right.
It's hey, what's best for you, Rick, not what's best for your neighbor, what's best for you, and let's figure out how to do that.
Exactly. And then, so when you look at that, what about the seller or the buyer? What there have to be of course, the seller has some strategies too,
yeah.
But I got to think that the buyer has to have, I mean, it's a whole new world.
Absolutely. Well, as a buyer's agent, if I'm representing a buyer, my first thing is to get a hold of the other agent on the house that my people like and see what the seller's looking for. Because once again, I might be thinking, oh, they just want the top dollar, when maybe you find out that's not the case at all. Maybe they want to close in 2 weeks, or maybe they want to close in 8 weeks or 10 weeks. Maybe they want a couple days possession afterwards. So, I'd say the biggest strategy is just finding out what the seller actually wants and then seeing how much information you can get about what other offers are already out there so that you put your buyer in the best position to compete.
Right. And it's my guess is that it is essential to work with a top agent in this market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and even the best of the best, they don't always win, you know, and that's the thing. You need someone that's going to give you the honest truth, tell you what you need to do, and see if it's the best scenario for you.
Right. And it's not, you're not telling them that the market's hot and it's not. You're trying, I know, at least because I've been in sales most of my life, I think I might have a little, I'm swayed a little bit. And I see things and I think, I don't want to tell somebody something that sounds like it's a sales pitch.
Yeah.
But this isn't a sales pitch.
No, it isn't. In fact, I think it's the exact opposite. It's being honest with your people for the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's important. If you really care about them, you're going to tell them. I mean, what would happen if you went to a doctor and there was some bad news and he's like, well, I don't want to upset Rick today, so I'm going to just tell him everything's fine. And then you walk out and you don't know.
Right.
A good doctor is going to say, hey, you know, unfortunately, here's what we found. You know, and at this point, we're having some of those conversations. And buying a home in this market isn't necessarily right for everybody right now. And that's fine. That's fine. But those who it is right for need to know the honest market conditions and what they're going to face as they buy their first home or their repeat home.
Right. And I'm sure it may even be harder for somebody who it's not their first home because they remember a different market.
Yeah. Yeah. Or people moving from other towns where, you know, maybe it's somewhere that is not experiencing a market like this or something. Well, we just sold our house and it was something totally different there. So.
Yeah. I've talked to a variety of agents around the country because I'll have people that I work with and I'll talk to an agent and everybody's like, well, I don't know how your market is, but our market's on fire.
Most places are right now. I mean, if you look at the national news, most places across the United States right now is on fire.
Unless it's really rural.
Yeah.
A rural area seems to be.
Not around here though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But those are the areas I tend to see. But even then, like I said, that doesn't mean they're going to be.
No, right.
And any single house could be very, very hot.
Yeah.
And it's one of those areas that the houses have tended to be a little less expensive.
Right.
So it's a great one for first-time home buyers, that type of thing. So financing in all these cases makes a big difference because it's financing is one of those things that seller is looking at.
Yeah.
How are they financing this house? Can they get past certain situations so we know we're going to close?
That is definitely a factor right now. The financing, having a strong financing, and obviously I've worked with Rick a lot and highly recommend him and all my clients that have used him have been happy. But you know, having a solid lender give a solid pre-approval letter. And then there's even stuff on financing now where people are guaranteeing the difference between a purchase price and appraisal. And that's a whole different show on in and of itself there, Rick. But financing is very important to have that squared away. And you want to have that squared away before you find the house you love. If you get that squared away afterwards, your house is sold to somebody else.
You don't have time. Yeah. So, Jeremy, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they're looking to buy a home, sell a home, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, my cell phone is 317-413-5311, and my email is jpage, P-A-G-E, at callcarpenter.com.
And I'm Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy with Advisors Mortgage Group, and you can contact me at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. All my contact information is there. And if you have any questions on real estate, mortgages, actually any questions at all, I'll find the right person for you. I'll find the right person. You want to know how to do a radio show? I'll get you somebody who knows how to do
You've
that.
You've got a guy.
Just let me know. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Rick. I always enjoy it. I enjoy hearing your knowledge of the mortgage industry, and I enjoy helping you out with some of the real estate stuff.
Yeah, you're awesome at the real estate. That's why you're here, and we appreciate it very much. I hope you enjoyed this today. If you have any questions on mortgages, you want to talk to me, or you need a recommendation, you can go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Follow up with me there, my phone numbers, my email. You can contact me direct from the website. I'll do my best to get back with you in a timely fashion. I appreciate you joining me. I hope you have a great weekend.